Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Good shit, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate, 'cause the last thing I...
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, Scott Wheeler. Scott is Executive Director of the National Republican Trust, PAC. Scott, tell us the website, please.
It's GOPtrust.com.
All right. And go ahead.
You can get the best deal on my latest book, Promoting Decline, Obama versus America, which you can get on Amazon, you can get at bookstores, too.
In case you were wondering what his political leanings were, folks, go ahead, Scott.
I'm very conservative to libertarian.
Yeah. All right, so your article, which caught my attention, is it time to ban the IRS? Talk to us about your thoughts on that, please.
I think that this latest round of abuse by the IRS, abusing conservative groups and Tea Party groups, it puts us in a position where we should further distrust our government. And I think that if we change the way we collect taxes, take away the power of this massive agency, the Internal Revenue Service, which uses about costs $80 billion to operate mm-hmm. the IRS mm-hmm. and for use in compliance, etc., and the system has the potential to be abused.
But it is the mechanism. It is the entity that collects taxes that are remitted by citizens to fund the government, including things that we all agree need to be funded.
Yes, but there's other ways of taxation. One, the fair tax, which is being argued.
Tell the audience what the fair tax means.
Fair tax is a consumption tax, and it would take the place of all income taxes.
That takes the place. That's the key to this, because in Europe they also have a fair tax. They call it the value added tax, a VAT tax. Many of you know about that. Anywhere from single digits to double digits in Europe, maybe as much as over 20%. I've paid in some places, but they also have income taxes in those countries. So the VAT is on top of the income tax. And so how are you going to keep that from happening in the United States, Scott?
Well, the actual name fair tax refers to a specific plan that some congressmen and a radio talk show host named Neil Bortz came up with. And it specifically says the fair tax kicks in and the income tax is eliminated.
Well, the only way to do that is to repeal the 16th Amendment.
That's exactly what it calls for, the repealing.
And you have any idea how hard it's going to be to repeal any kind of an amendment?
Well, the reason for that is because it provides politicians in Washington, D.C. an enormous amount of control.
It's a drug.
It is, and that's the reason we have the tax code is 60,000 pages. And
so you believe that if we move to the fair tax away from the income tax, we will take the drug. We'll take the drug slash money. We'll take the money out of politics with that. Is that what you're thinking?
I think it takes control out of Washington and the ability to manipulate. The reason the tax code is 60,000 pages is because of the carve-outs for people who make political donations.
The politicians use the tax code to win favor with the electorate and to mess around with our lives and to control our lives, don't they? They do that.
Well, with certain members of the electorate.
Republicans and Democrats, Scott, let's be honest.
Yeah, well, I definitely, yes. I'm not saying it's a partisan issue, Jim.
It's the political class, Scott, right?
The political class, exactly. But here's the thing. Republicans believe in less taxation, and therefore any time Republicans attempt to carve out or do anything to reduce anyone's taxes, they're basically following their principle, even though it's not fair. Anybody, right. But everybody's taxes should be lowered, and not people in not one group, you know, oil industry.
We need
to
lower the rates and broaden the base. I completely agree with that. But I like the flat tax better, because that accomplishes, in my opinion, that accomplishes the issue of not, if you make a flat tax, you can only manipulate that rate up or down pretty much if you really get it to be simple. But in what universe, Scott, is the political class going to vote themselves cast a
give
vote
up the power
where it takes away from them?
Well, you've got a cadre of politicians now in Washington that are in favor of a consumption tax, or flat tax too is very good. My preference for the fair tax is that it would get government completely out of your business. You wouldn't be chasing little pieces of paper around. You wouldn't be trying to figure out how to justify it,
right.
An expenditure, et cetera, et cetera. With a flat tax, you would still have some elements of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason if I preferred one over the other, the fair tax, it would instill more trust. It would create more trust between
right.
the government and its citizens, because the government wouldn't have the authority to come in and look at every aspect of your life and where you spend every dollar.
The concern that I have with a fair tax, besides the 16th Amendment issue, and I know that it is regressive against poor people, so you can carve out an exclusion for those folks, but the people who are going to be hurt by the fair tax are going to be small business owners who have to add that into their production line. And that's one thing that people haven't thought about, Scott, or talked about much on the fair tax, is it probably will create a burden for small businesses.
Well, I'll address that when you get back.
We've got to address that when we come. We'll do that after these messages. Tintail, right back with Scott Wheeler. He's the executive director of National Republican Trust PAC. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.